Good morning and welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church. And may I say happy Easter to each and every one of you this morning. Just a couple brief announcements as we prepare our minds and hearts for worshiping of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ here this morning on the back of your bulletin. If you will note that beginning April the 23rd, we will be hosting Financial Peace University here at Trinity. And there's some information there. It's a 9-week study. And it will teach you the biblical principles of how to, you know, manage your money, and that will lead you to financial freedom. Also, beginning this coming Wednesday, April the 8th at 5:30 p.m., we would like to invite all those who are artsy and crafty and able to make decorations for Vacation Bible School here to the church, and we will be preparing for this year's Vacation Bible School ministry. And then lastly, mark your calendars for Vacation Bible School on June 15th through the 19th from 9 a.m. to 12:15. And we will be having this ministry from preschool through 8th grade. And then you can register online. You can get further information through our website, which is listed there. And, you know, so please get the information out to the children in those age groups so that we can continue to minister the gospel of Christ, our risen Lord and risen Savior, to all of those young lives. If you would bow your heads and your hearts as we prepare to worship our risen Savior and coming King, Jesus Christ, this morning. Let us pray. O gracious God, Heavenly Lord, we bow before you and we praise you and we honor you. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done, everything that you have accomplished and all that you have worked, those things. The defeat of sin and the defeat of death and leaving the tomb empty, we bless you and we praise you, we honor you, and we exalt you and we extol you this morning. Father, may it not stop here this morning, but may it continue on each and every day of this blessed week that is to come. May we earnestly seek you, may we honestly just draw nigh unto you, and may we just keep your holy very being and presence close to us as we journey through this journey of life. Just meet with us in this service. We pray you would open our minds and impact our hearts and change our very disposition today. That above all, you, the resurrected Christ, you, the resurrection and the life, you, the beginning and the end, and the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the eternal I Am, would truly meet with us today. We bless you and we praise you. We commit you to this service. In the wonderful name of Christ, our risen Savior, we pray. Amen.
It's so good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen.
Isn't God good? You know, whenever I'm having a really tough day or a tough week, I just remember that God sent his son for me. I was that valuable to him that he sent his son to die for me. And he did that for all of you, for everyone. And to me, that's amazing because he lives, I can live for tomorrow. Because he lives, I can celebrate every day. Because he lives, I know that I have a future, not just here on earth, but with him in heaven.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he be
As we bow our heads, Lord, we're so thankful, Heavenly Father, that you did die for us. You were our Savior, Lord. Father, we thank you because you did live and because you gave us a chance to live, Father. We are so eternally grateful. Lord, we ask a special blessing over this service. Father, that we remember the day that we hear the message and that we never, ever forget what you did for us. Father, and if there's anyone that couldn't be here, let us remember them and lift them up, Father, and those that are here that need you today and those that just need a touch from you, Lord, allow them to receive that. We ask a special blessing over this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. This is going to be a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 11. If you want to follow along, you can turn to page 1668 in your pew Bibles. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." This is the word of the God. It's now time for children's church, so grades pre-K through 5th can now line up at the door.
This is what they felt like when it happened. And today, it's how we should feel too. Because what it meant for them, it means for us.
This Easter Sunday morning, I want each of you to know that if I could give you one thing today, it would truly be the joy and the excitement which comes from Jesus. I don't mean this false display of euphoria or this fake joy. I'm not into being fake and putting on a front. What I am talking about is to give each of you the same feeling the first believers in Jesus Christ had that Sunday morning when the tomb was inspected and Jesus was not there. I'm sure astonishment passed through their beings, and even disbelief possessed their thoughts. They were gripped with awe. They pondered the possibilities. They were stunned. They were filled with excitement. They were possessed with the prospect of a joy-filled future. And friends, when Jesus began appearing to the women and men in places such as on their way to Emmaus, on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias, in the upper room, time and time again, their disbelief was vanquished. The astonishment grew and the excitement filled the souls of those who witnessed these events and even heard of them from trusted individuals. I wish this Easter Sunday I could pour into all of your minds, all of your hearts and souls, and the depths of your beings, the pure excitement which should possess all of us when we think of Jesus being resurrected from the dead. When we think of the tomb emptied, when we think of the defeat of sin and death, when we think of the hope, the confident assurance in Christ, the future, the life in the presence of God Almighty for all of eternity, and the potential that Jesus has for your life and mine, for each and every day. Yes, you heard me correctly. We should not only be excited about the prospect of a future with Jesus in our lives, but we should be equally excited about today, tomorrow, and each blessed day that God grants to us to live here on this earth. Let me explain. You see, the resurrection is not just for our future, when you and me, we will die and then we'll go to heaven. Jesus said, He is the resurrection and the life. Listen to that again. Found in verse 25 of the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he will die, yet shall he live. Friends, Jesus is the resurrection. And that means if Jesus is for today, then the resurrection is for today too. This response by Jesus is given to Martha. And we heard of the exchange in our scripture reading this morning. Now, Jesus was anticipating arriving in Jerusalem and his impending crucifixion. The timeline when the miracle of Lazarus being raised from the dead occurred before Jesus came to Jerusalem to be crucified. So it had to be sometime before Palm Sunday, and we celebrated Palm Sunday last week. Jesus is summoned to come to the town of Bethany where Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived. That would have been dangerous for Jesus to travel so close to Jerusalem, since plots and plans to seize him and kill him were already in place. And this is why Thomas stated he would go and die with Jesus. Thomas knew the dangers present. So Jesus, being motivated to bring glory to God the Father, he waits for the appointed time, some 4 days after Lazarus died. And then he travels to Bethany. Martha hears of Jesus' arrival and she approaches him. And listen to the words of Martha and Jesus again. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary sat in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give to you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Jesus' response to Martha is pregnant with meaning for you and me today. What Jesus is saying to Martha and to you and to me today is that he embodies all that is necessary to resurrect something. Jesus possesses the power, the ability, the potential to change, the opportunity to alter and resurrect and give life to all facets of our lives. Jesus stated, He is the resurrection. And this means that wherever Jesus is, God's resurrection power is available now. I hope you see the connection. Jesus is telling you and me that he is the resurrection. He is the power to resurrect. He is the one who is able to resurrect. He is the catalyst to all resurrections. Friends, Jesus is the source of any resurrection that takes place. I don't know about you, but it should excite you and me at the possibilities, and this should cause you and me to ponder. This should bring your heart, your mind, your soul, unending and unspeakable joy and total excitement. Now, I want to be clear. Jesus is stating that he possesses the attributes which are needed for resurrections to take place. Jesus has the power, he has the authority, because he possesses both the power and the authority, which are attributes of Jesus. It is important that we understand this, that Jesus is the resurrection. They are one in the same, and there has never been another God who has left the tomb empty. There has never and never will be another God who could claim that they were the resurrection. There never will be another God who could ever claim that they had the power to defeat sin and death. And friends, Jesus claimed all of those things. He claimed them. And then he left the tomb empty, which proves what he said was true. This is why we celebrate today. This is why we commemorate Easter Sunday each year. But Easter brings you and me hope. Easter brings you and me potential for our daily lives. The potential for you and me to experience the resurrection every day. To put it another way, the opportunity to experience Jesus in our daily life. How awesome. How wonderful and what a privilege to allow Jesus to resurrect events and situations and circumstances of our lives. Friends, this is exciting stuff. I don't know about you, but you know, when I start to think about how God can take a horrible situation that we encounter in life and he can bring good out of it, it should cause us to bubble over with joy. Where there's no good that seems to be in a situation, and yet God, the good God, the risen Christ, the resurrection, said he will bring good out of things. It's exciting. And friends, this is the stuff the empty tomb brings to you and to me. It is the stuff of hope and joy and anticipation of what Jesus wants to do in your life and in mine. But you and me, we tend to get stuck and not experience Jesus, who is the resurrection. We tend to be, in fact, like Martha. And notice with me Martha's limited view. Hear again what she spoke to Jesus. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and probably ran to him while Mary sat in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha responded and said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." You see, friends, Martha had a limited view of Jesus and even the future. And let me explain. In Martha's mind, she felt it was too late for Jesus to do anything about her brother, Lazarus, who died. She stated, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Lazarus died, Martha did what was custom in her day. She prepared him, his body, for burial by wrapping his body in clothes and then anointing him with spices. Martha was caught in the immediate situation, and this situation began to control her thoughts and her beliefs. She was consumed with the reality of what she was experiencing, her limited view of Jesus' power, her limited view of Jesus' ability and authority. They all caused her to prepare her own hope for burial. You see, friends, she had lost all hope of Jesus, who is the resurrection. And he is the power, and he is the authority to change her situation in her life. Some of us here today are caught in situations of life We're so focused upon what is happening to us and our inability to do anything about things that we miss who is in our midst. You see, friends, Martha was missing who was in her midst. Jesus, in his statement, "I am the resurrection and the life," was calling Martha to complete trust, complete faith in him. Friends, Jesus is the only one who has the power and has the authority to bring you and me peace and strength and assurance and hope in the despair of life. Don't fall into the trap of believing there's nothing that Jesus can do today. Don't be like Martha and have a limited view of the future, a view which only consists of resurrection once we die. And yes, there is the hope and the promise for those of us who are in Christ and have a relationship with Jesus. That is true. But what about the present day? What about today? This is where it gets exciting. We worship a God, a Savior, and a friend who is Jesus. He wants to bring that resurrection power and authority into your life for God's glory. He wants you and me to experience the resurrections of circumstances and situations and even our temptations by His power and His authority. But it will never happen if we are consumed by what is happening to us and what is taking place around us. It will never take place if whatever we are facing takes our focus off of Jesus. Friends, this is what Jesus was telling Martha. He was saying, "Martha, Martha, here I am." Jesus was saying, "I am God of heaven and earth. I have power and authority over everything. Look to me, Martha," is what Jesus was telling her. Friends, Jesus is saying the same thing to you and me today. He's saying to all of us to look to Him. Jesus is telling you and me to focus upon Him and not on the events of life which are out of our control. Jesus is telling you and me to focus upon Him and have complete faith and trust in Him. Don't sacrifice the present with an incomplete and limited view of the future. Let Jesus into your daily life. Set your eyes upon Jesus, who is the resurrection, who has the power to resurrect, who has the authority to resurrect. Friends, focus upon Jesus. Friends, I want the best for each and every one of you here this morning. What I want mostly for all of you is for you to experience the daily resurrection power of Jesus in your daily life. And sadly, too many times we let the events of our lives consume us and take our focus off of Jesus, who is the resurrection. We then prepare those things in our lives for burial, as Martha prepared her brother. Then we go through each day with little or no hope for a change in our present circumstances, our present situations, or even the possibility of a new outlook of a different future. I want you and me to let Jesus into your daily life. And I'm not simply talking about going through the motions, but I'm talking about letting Jesus be the Lord of your life and allowing Him to change you and looking to Him to resurrect those elements in your life that are in need of a touch from the resurrection Jesus. I want you this morning to unwrap those things you have prepared for burial and give them to Jesus. It may be your heart you have wrapped in grave clothes and are saying, "It's too late. I've been hurt too badly." It may be your relationship you have wrapped in burial clothes saying, "I'm unlovable." It may be your finances you have wrapped in burial clothes and are saying, "I will never get out of debt." Friends, whatever it is, I challenge you today. Unwrap it. Remove the burial clothes and allow the resurrection, Jesus, to come into your present situation. Once you have decided to remove the burial clothes and focus upon Jesus, the resurrection for your life, I invite you to join us this morning in an act of focusing upon the risen Christ as we meet around His table by partaking of communion. And we have an open communion table. If you're visiting with us here, we invite all to come and partake of the bread and the cup. We will be partaking by intinction. You will be given a piece of bread, and you will take that bread and dip it in the juice, and then you will partake both together. But friends, may this be the beginning act, the first step in you letting Jesus into your daily, everyday life. May the resurrection, the resurrected Christ, the risen Savior, may He truly change your situations. Now, I realize that not all things will be changed overnight, and I get that. I totally understand that. But know that we serve a God who is a good God. We serve a loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who yearns to come into your life, to come into your situation. And I beckon you. And I beseech you this morning to let Him in. Before we sing this last song, I just want to call your attention to verses 43 and 44. And this is still the Lazarus being raised from the dead account. And Jesus says, "Now when he had heard these and said these things, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth!' And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Loose him and let him go.'" Friends, God is calling the aspects and the areas of the Lazarus's areas of your life. He's calling those areas of you and me to come to him this day. He's saying, come forth, come out, step out, step forward. We just met around the Lord's table, and that's step one. I want to point your attention to a bulletin insert. It's the yellow paper. And I challenge all of us to not stop there. But as Jesus calls us all, there was a group of people that had to unbind Lazarus and they had to loose him. And Jesus said, let him be loosed. And so they had to participate in what Jesus wanted to do. They were part of the completion of the miracle. Just as God calls you and me to come forth, he wants you and I to participate in the miracle of the resurrection in your life and mine. You might be here saying, what can I do? How can I participate? We invite you to join us in the journey. We invite you to be a part of the small group Bible studies that are here. We invite you to take part in Sunday school. And our reason for this is truly, when you experience the resurrection in your life every day, you truly will be singing, "Oh, happy day." Trust me, because it will be an "Oh, happy day." But know this, as God calls, you have to respond. I have to respond. Here's one way you can respond. And we invite you to join us in the journey. Be a part of a small group. Get plugged in Sunday school. If your finances are struggling, as mine are from time to time, plug into Financial Peace University, which is beginning on April 23rd. If you're interested in settling down roots here at Trinity, join the membership class, which is starting on April the 19th. As God calls, listen. Step up and participate in the resurrection he wants to do in your life. Now, as we close here this morning, may the God of all peace and the resurrected Christ bless you and keep you, and he truly fill you with his love, his peace, mercy, and his goodness. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may the resurrected Jesus, who is the resurrection, be your Jesus this day and as days to come. Amen.